We're back to the Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome to program Cameron Manheim. Cameron, what's going on? Thanks for stopping by. And I know you're excited about this guest starring role on Law & Order, especially this is the 21st season. Can you believe it?
You asked me what's going on. No big deal. Just on Law & Order, you know, 21st season. It's so exciting for me. I did Law & Order 30 years ago. I did a couple of episodes. It was always something very dear to my heart. And then I was just minding my own business in Los Angeles. And I get a call from the Dick Wolf universe saying, do you want to come and play with us and be on our show? So I came in December and I've been here ever since and just making, you know, stories and hoping to delight audiences with our show, you know?
Exactly. Great. Exactly. Let's talk about specifically Enough, you know, 21st season, your character. And this, again, this case coming up on Thursday really speaks to you, doesn't it? Especially to your character from back in the history of when you were on Law & Order before.
Yeah, it's a really interesting, based on a true story, inspired by a true story of someone who is serving time in jail right now. Kate Dixon, Lieutenant Kate Dixon, who I play, she had a case many years ago that she was unable to solve. And she just had to chalk it up as an overdose and not as a murder. And it haunted her. And a new case comes through Precinct 27. And she sees a lot of similarities. And her detectives don't understand why she is so vehement about going after this person. There's not a lot of evidence to go after, but she just knows. And so she goes after it like she hasn't gone after anything before. And I got to really, you know, pull all my punches. And it's really disturbing and kind of awful, but, you know, hopefully they get to the bottom of it and you'll have to watch to find out.
You have to watch to find out. That's such a great point. But also the point is what makes Law & Order so special is the fact that these cases are real, that there was a case similar to that. And people just sometimes we don't see it on the news unless we go to local. We're talking about only a few things and we don't know about things that really could affect us more, especially in our communities.
I mean, that's really a good point. You know, we see the top headlines, you know, the sexual abuse but you don't see all of the little things that are happening in our town. And that's why Law & Order is so amazing, because it is really trying to tell the story of just, you know, the regular people in our lives. And another thing that I love so much about how Law & Order is so respectful about how they handle these cases is that TV is really the principal driver of our culture. You know, viewers are heavily influenced by how these institutions are portrayed on TV. Everything I ever learned about law was from The Practice or Law & Order. So we take a very serious approach at getting it right, you know, following these cases as they would be followed. We do it quickly and in a short amount of time. Sometimes these cases last for years and we do it in 44 minutes, but we at least are trying to be true to the story and, you know, make sure that we're bringing justice the way it should be brought.
Exactly. Bringing justice, making sure you're doing the way you need to do it. And everyone needs to tune in Thursday, April 14th at 8 p.m. Eastern, only on NBC Law & Order. I appreciate it, Cameron, for you stopping by. And I tell you, what a great an experience that you never know to get to be back on Law & Order. It's got to be cool. And I know you're excited about your fans seeing you again on Thursday. So thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you so much. And thanks for tuning in.
You're
we
welcome.
Love you guys.
All right. You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.